Tuesday, September 19th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, FAPRI, which is the research and analysis entity associated with the University of Missouri, calculated the loss of 1.64 billion bushels of corn demand and $20 billion of ethanol revenue as the result of 2.25 billion gallons in RIN waivers granted to small refineries by the Trump administration. The loss was calculated as cumulative over a six-year period through 2023. The loss would be the result of the RIN waivers reducing the production of ethanol over that period from what it would have been otherwise as mandated under the RFS. This could be avoided if they reallocated the RINs to other refiners, which the ethanol industry has been advocating. According to FAPRI, it will reduce the statutory level of 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol in the RFS to 13.7 billion. U.S. annual ethanol consumption would be reduced by 761 million gallons per year from what it would have been otherwise, equivalent to about 300 million bushels of lost corn demand annually. FAPRI calculated a loss of 4.6 billion gallons of ethanol production over the six-year period, saying 1.64 billion bushels of corn demand would be lost over the time frame. That calculates back to about 2.8 bushels per gallon. FAPRI looked at the big picture and by their methodology outlined how serious the loss of RIN waivers is to the ethanol and corn industries. The RIN waivers dilute the RFS. I think that this is an extremely serious loss and that the average farmer is not fully aware of what has happened. We did a very informal survey of farmers and estimate that about 75% know what a RIN is. A renewable identification number, RIN, is attached to each gallon of ethanol. We guesstimate that a minority of farmers understand how the RIN obligation on refiners works as the enforcement mechanism of the RFS. That is a problem. Because if they do not understand the RIN process, they cannot value the threat to it from the RIN waivers and how it relates directly to corn prices. The RFS requires 15 billion gallons of ethanol be blended, each producing a RIN obligation that are allocated to petroleum refiners. They satisfy their RFS obligation by either blending ethanol or buying RINs. We would prefer that they buy ethanol, but for a market-determined price, they can purchase a RIN to meet their blending obligation. Ethanol exports are not allocated RINs. Trump and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue have supported adding RINs to gallons of ethanol exports, increasing the number of RINs available for purchase, therefore making them cheaper and easier for refiners to purchase to avoid blending ethanol. This too would undermine the RFS. Ethanol production has grown because of exports and would grow more domestically if vapor waivers, now only approved for E10, were granted to all blends to allow year-round sales. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Ethanol is volatile under summer conditions, but not to any material level of concern. Summer sales of E15, E30, E50 are restricted on this technicality. On May 8th, Trump announced his support for an E15 vapor waiver, but has since demanded that the ethanol industry make another concession to refiners in what has become described as the deal. This has befuddled and angered the ethanol industry, believing they already had 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers taken from them, and it is Trump and refiners who owe something back. At Trump's behest, USDA officials have been asking Corn Growers Association officials what they would trade for the E15 vapor waiver in a deal. This is not a pro-ethanol USDA. A pro-ethanol administration would reallocate the RINs they waived to other refiners to support a 15 billion gallon RFS as mandated in the law. They would also grant vapor waivers for all ethanol blends, allowing year-round sales. Retailers are reluctant to market fuel that is restricted for sale in the summer. There has recently been a 70-cent a gallon difference in spot unleaded and spot ethanol prices. Ethanol values are unusually low. They have been times. Despite the poor prices of corn, weak ethanol prices are producing some negative ethanol production margins, and there are reports of some plant shutdowns as a result. That would be the last thing that the corn market needs right now. The blurring question is, why given cheap corn or ethanol margins negative? The answer goes back to the Trump administration's RIN waivers. They undermine demand for ethanol because the RIN enforcement obligation has been waived on 2.25 billion gallons. Cheap ethanol would incentivize blending, but the petroleum industry will ignore market signals to expand market share of their product. This is why the RFS was necessary in the first place. Trump's current RFS policies would cost farmers billions of dollars. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.